Hey everyone, Genevieve here, and welcome to For Kindness Sake, a show that's all about good people who do nothing but great things. Today, I'm joined by Claire Squires.
Yay!
Who does energy healing and is the founder of Haya. To say the least, she's all about good vibes and good vibes only. And that's something we'll get into a little bit later throughout the show. But before we get started, I just want to start off by saying I love the tracksuit. That's the first thing I just wanted to say. I love it.
Thank you so much. Well, thanks so much for having me. I just thought if I'm going to get filmed, I'm going to wear the lariest possible thing that I've got in my wardrobe. And this is it. So morning. And I thought I'd be kind to myself because I actually, when I wear this, I have to be really feeling myself and be really confident. So I'm like, I feel good today. So I thought I'm going to put that on. So thank you.
Amazing. Well, it looks great.
Thanks, love.
Yeah. So let's get into it then, shall we?
I'd love to.
Amazing. So I kind of want to talk to you about, you know, I love to read. And one of the books that I've been reading lately is called Go Higher, Five Practices for Purpose, Success, and Inner Peace. And it's written by one of my favorite rappers, Big Sean. And in it, he talks about his own personal journey with self-work and how it boils down to sort of like these like five practices that he does, which includes accept, strategize, trust, try, and manifest.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to know from you, like, what are some of your own personal practices that you utilize to fulfill your greatest potential, or more specifically, going higher?
Getting higher, yes. So, well, just a bit of a backstory, really. So I would say my journey, I've always been one of them people where I could walk into a room and kind of understand the vibe. Like, my gut instinct was always there from quite a young age. I've always known that I can, what is that that I can sense? And I think it's like I'm tapped into something, if you know what I mean. And I think my actual proper kind of spiritual journey, deeper journey to get higher, probably started about 10 or 12 years ago. I came out of a long-term relationship and that was when I had like my first depression, and my second one was in lockdown, but who didn't have one in lockdown? My first sort of big depression. And actually someone said to me, you should just try this meditation every day. It's really good for you. Try it for 10 minutes in the morning and it's free. Here's this app. You can download it, Insight Timer. It's amazing. And literally every day I started doing a meditation on the way to work. So that was my first foray really into kind of looking into myself, knowing myself, and sort of going inwards rather than going outwards. I've always been quite a confident, outgoing person. And I never really thought about the inside part of me, if you know what I mean. So I would say that the first thing I do every morning is I wake up and I say, I'm a universe person, whether you are religious or spiritual, doesn't matter if you're not, but I wake up and go, like, I'm 46, man, thanks for another day. Like, this, thank you for another opportunity, another chance, and that gratitude. And then I've got my little iPad next to me, my headphones, and I do a meditation straight away. And that 10 minutes for me, like, what you do for yourself first thing in the morning is completely how you are going to then plan out your day. Because if you can wake up, do a little bit of gratitude, you can calm the mind for 10 minutes, you can actually think, oh, what am I going to bring in today? How is that going to affect, like, what am I doing? I'm manifesting my own reality. I'm creating my own reality. So how is that going to start? How am I going to start doing that? And meditation for me is a massive thing. And I do guided meditations because I can't sit still for more than 2 seconds without my brain going crazy. And that's an amazing start. So I do that, meditation. And then I was actually, my former life, I was a hair and makeup artist, as you know, on the set. That's where we met. And a model said to me once, have you tried this tapping thing? It's mental, like, do it, it's crazy. And he was talking about EFT tapping. And that's basically based on Chinese meridian lines and your programming your body with positive affirmations while resetting your energy, which is really important as well. So I do a meditation when I get up, and then I go downstairs, make a cup of tea, do an EFT tapping. You can do it 5-10 minutes on a topic of anything. There's loads on YouTube. I've got some on my higher YouTube channel, just by the way. And so I do that. And also then one of the biggest things is move your body. Moving your body, and I don't mean like you have to do a HIIT class every morning, but moving your body will change your energy field. It moves old style energy from your body, and you actually wake up your body, mind, and soul at the same time. So you could just bounce and shake on your feet for 10 minutes, like just do some crazy moves, do some like stretching, and that will get you to get to that point of that highest frequency where you will have an amazing day. And how you do that every morning will change your life, basically, is what I'm saying in a roundabout way.
To be fair, that actually sounds like a great way
to start
the day. I think one of the things I like to do, slightly similar as well, but I always like to start my day off with, like, it's very simple, but a glass of water and then like overnight oats. And then later I'll move on to maybe like a nice soothing like green tea.
Because also don't forget, like, energy, everything is energy. So what you're fueling your body with, like what you put into your body is just, is going to pay you back of what you're going to put out, basically. So if you're waking up and having some really nice green tea and some nice overnight oats or some beautiful food, that's going to fuel you for, to set you up for that day again. So yeah, it's such a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose, you know, having a great breakfast, or even if it's just like your favorite breakfast, really makes a difference to the start of your day.
1,000,000%, like life, like, this is going to sound pretty basic, because if you're going through something right now, you're not probably going to feel like this, but life is about being happy, and it's about, you're responsible for making yourself happy, and how can you do that? So if you ask yourself that, and it doesn't have to be deep, what are my favourite things? I love waking up every morning and I love having my favourite coffee. I love sitting in the sun on my lunch break. I love my favourite lunch. I love my favourite drink. I love my favourite friend. Like, all of those things, those little things that are going to add up to getting you to that higher state so that you are happy and you feel happy. And it's not about being fake happy. It's more about finding those glimmers of happiness throughout your day that are going to get you to a higher energy, vibe and frequency so that you can manifest bigger things. Does that make sense?
No, I agree. I feel like it's all the, you only need simple things to make you happy, really.
1,000,000%.
It's all about the simplest things.
I think, and as humans, we overcomplicate everything. Like, everything's easy, but as humans, we make it difficult, if that makes sense. Yeah.
I want to deep dive a little bit more about your brand, Haya. And what inspired you to pursue this journey? And could you maybe explain briefly the backstory?
Yeah, sure. So I had come out of being a hair and makeup artist probably a couple of years ago. I'd retrained as a life coach. And I feel like when you've done hair and makeup for a long time, you are kind of a therapist anyway. Every morning you're like, is your boyfriend a dick? Oh, let's help you out with that. Like, you know, you kind of end up being that person that kind of is a bit of a nurturer and a mother figure. So for me, coaching really worked well for that. So I'd come out, I'd been a hair and makeup artist, I'd trained to be a life coach, and I'd picked this niche in coaching that wasn't really kind of doing it for me. And I didn't know, something wasn't quite right, but I was like, I'm going to keep going with it and I'm going to see where it's going to take me, because I always know, I think I've always believed that it's always a journey. So whatever you're doing at the minute is a stepping stone for your next greatest adventure. So I knew that doing that coaching and going through that process would get me to higher, right? And then I trained to be a movement as medicine instructor. And that ripped me out of my comfort zone so badly, because it just came at a time I just needed to do something big and something different. And that was teaching in front of people, and that was using music. They've got a set playlist. Basically, movement is medicine is about it's about controlling your stress levels to the beat of music. So it's a whole journey and a process and a method that you go on. And when I'd done that training, that relinked me to music that I love. Like, I'm an old school house and garage girl, and you know, I love all sorts of music, but that connected me back to that part of myself as well. Also, I've always been quite confident, and at the time I went through lockdown, I wasn't confident at all. I lost so many of my stronger qualities. That again ripped me out of that, because I had to teach online in front of people. So that was a really good thing for me as well. And I came out of that course, I think it was like 7 or 8 weeks, probably about this time last year. And literally, I finished the course and I'd qualified, and I was literally like, oh my God, I'm not going to do anything for a week. I need to go to sleep. I've been so stressed. And I think, because I'm quite visual, I always do like a Squarespace trial for 2 weeks, and I just think, oh, I wonder what that's going to look like. If I did this, what would it look like? Because I have to kind of connect the dots. And honestly, Haya just came as a bit of a download. It was something that I wasn't even really thinking about, because I was in that higher frequency of, I wasn't worried about creating something new. I didn't know what the new thing was. I literally started making this Squarespace trial, this website, and literally within 4 or 5 days, it was finished and it was ready to upload. And I'm not a tech person, by the way, guys. I didn't grow up with a phone, do you know what I mean? But it literally came all I can say, it was like a download, and it was something that I was ready to do and I was ready to go with. And I've always been, I was going to say I've always been a good time girl, but I don't think that's going to come out right.
Oh.
What I mean by that is that I've always been quite high energy. I've always been a bit of the life and soul of the party. I was a holiday rep, for God's sake, when I was in my 20s. I had my own 21st birthday on my own bar crawl, right? So you can imagine, I'm not quite as mad as that now. But so I knew that there was a higher thing. I knew that the jobs that I'd had, hair and makeup or hairstylist, I always found that I could make people feel comfortable and feel really good. And I don't know where that come from or is that a purpose, I'm not sure. But that's how higher kind of came about. I'd gone through this whole process and the universe just kicked me up the ass and was like, girl, you're doing that movement is medicine course, whether you like it or not, because you need to then go and do this. Yeah, and I've never, as I said, I wasn't techie, and I literally had this website literally up and running, and I was like, if it works, if it's Friday, if I can work out how to connect my domain name by Monday, I'll launch it. It was literally like that, and it on Saturday that it happened, and then I was like, right, just go with it. And here it is, Hire is born.
That's amazing. Do you feel like you found your calling then?
Do I feel like, God, that's a question. Do I feel like I found my calling? I feel like, excuse me one second. I feel like...
We got to hydrate.
I know, right, girl, stay hydrated. Do I feel like I found my calling? I feel like my calling is to bring people on my journey to feel good. And whether that was making people look good hair and makeup wise, or you know what it's like, when you're a hairstylist, you go to the hairstylist, or you've split up with your boyfriend or girlfriend, whatever, you go to your hairstylist and they always make you feel amazing. So I feel like I've always been in that space of let's go and have a good time, let's have a laugh, it's not so serious. Also, I'm here if you need me to listen to anything, if you need to, like, you know, get anything out of your system. So I feel like your calling, I feel like my calling is that you can, I know that you can have a good time. Trust me with that and come with me and I'll show you. I think how that plays out in different ways comes in different ways, if that makes sense. Like, it's came in a hairdressing way, it's came in a hair and makeup way, it's came in a coaching way, it's came in a, you know, music way, so it just comes out in different forms, I think.
Would you say that making other people feel good is a way for you to help them go higher, essentially?
Yeah, because I feel like everything is energy and vibration and frequency. Like, that's what we're made of. Every single thing in here has got an energy, vibe and a frequency. And actually, when we talk about manifestation, how you get to manifest those biggest and higher things, the bigger things, is that your energy and your vibe and your frequency are in those higher numbers, right? So you're happy, you're joyous, you're not really worried about anything, everything's going to be all right. And I think that taking people on that journey to go to that higher place is actually, number one, it's a bit of a gift, because I think that is a gift. I don't think a lot of people have got that. But also, I think that you can, if you just give yourself permission to be happy and just come with me for a couple of days and I'll show you how amazing you can feel. And then I'll give you, if you want the tools and tricks that I've got, that's up to you if you want to use them. But you can feel like this, and I know you can, because I've witnessed it and experienced it myself, like, such a lot of times with people.
That is amazing. I want to talk a little bit more about, because we talked about this a little bit already, manifestation.
Yes.
Let's dive into that a bit more.
Yes, that magic word.
Yeah. I feel like that magic word has become quite the buzzword in, like, the past couple years, particularly, like, in, like, pop culture spaces. You have people like Jay Shetty with his YouTube channel giving tips on this. And there's also this woman, Roxy Nafusi, talking about her incredible journey, and she's, I guess, now this so-called, like, manifestation queen.
Yeah.
So, like, in simple terms, how would you interpret manifestation, and why do you think it's becoming more and more popular in pop culture spaces like TikTok, YouTube?
So I think manifestation is a word it's just a word for you, basically. You create your own reality. If you're not sure if you don't know this yet, but what you think, your thoughts create your feelings then create your future. So you're basically, every time you wake up and think, I want a cup of tea, you're manifesting that cup of tea. Because manifesting is just the buzzword, but basically you are creating what you want in your life. I really fancy a pizza. Let's manifest Pizza Hut and we'll just put it on the line. And here's a pizza. It's got delivered. Amazing. So in simple terms, that is what manifestation is, right? So I don't think it's a bad thing, but I think things get labelled with things and then people go, oh yeah, manifesting again. Like it gets a bit boring with some people, doesn't it? But we're all doing that constantly. We're all creating our own reality. We're all wanting something, believing that we can get it, and then we get it. And that is the creation of your future and your dreams. So I think that it's become a buzzword because more of us are using it. But I just think as we've become quite detached from, like, we've all got a soul, and that's not even about religion. That's just about we are a energetic field having a human experience, right? So because we've lost that so much, like, we're not supposed to walk around on concrete in Nikes, right? We're supposed to be walking around with bare feet on the soil, right? That's what we're animals that have evolved up, right? So I think, and as we lose connection with the part of us that is instinctual and natural, i.e. we shouldn't be walking around in Nikes on concrete, we lose that part of connection within us, right? So, and I think the more lost we are, the more found we're going to be. So the more we're going to start finding ourselves again, and we ask ourselves, why don't I feel quite right? Why is there part of me that feels a bit empty and a bit lost? And, you know, like, what is that? Once we start asking ourselves those questions, we then look for something else. We then look for, like, what is it within us, and how, what is that I can connect to get me to feel happier? And happiness equals getting nicer and bigger things and better things equals manifestation. So I think manifestation is a great word to use. It's a bit overused now, but I think that the more we long for and look for that connection, the more we're going to tap into that word. And if it needs a buzzword, it needs a buzzword, doesn't it? But at least we are talking about that, and we are saying, I want to go deeper and I want to find out what that spiritual part of me is, or that, you know, that soul part of me is more. And I think that's a really deep and a good question to ask yourself. You know, it's a good journey to go on.
Yeah, to me, I think one of the takeaways I got from that, it's essentially like forming new habits, if you will, to get what you want to be, like whatever habits those may be. Do you feel like there is a difference between manifesting success and happiness?
Well, I think, actually, good question. I think that happiness and success are two really different things, because success it depends how you define success. Like, because success is going to be very different between both of us. Like, our idea of success, like, I woke up this morning, to me, that was successful. Do you know what I mean? Like, you get older and you think, that's a good thing, right? So I think that how we value success, and also nowadays we put so much emphasis on you have to be successful. Why do I have to be? I just want to go and do my gym class and have a nice time. Like, why is it in that sort of, you know, that commercial sort of world, like, where everything's about money, 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 you have to be successful. Well, there's then people that just want to have a nice life, like, and they can do that. That's fine. Like, everything's like pinned on that one thing. And so, and I think happiness is basically, the happier you are, the more successful you'll be. Because as I said before, when you're vibing, when your energy, vibe and frequency are up and they're at their highest moments, that point of your happiness, and to get to that energy, vibe and frequency, you have to be happy. You have to feel, you don't have to be, but you need to feel happiness, you need to feel joy, and you need to feel love, and you need to feel abundance to get to those things. And actually, the more time that you spend on doing those things and finding that happiness is the more successful you'll be, because the higher you vibe and the more higher frequency you have, the more the biggest things you have will come to you easier and quicker. So it kind of makes sense that you would be happy to be successful. I don't think enough of us are thinking about that. I think we're all about, got some flash wheels, got a new Porsche, whatever. Other cars are available. But had a nice Porsche, whatever. But actually, is that making you happy? Is that car making you happy? Is that giving you the love and the depth and the warmth and the joy that you really want to feel? Because they're very different things.
I guess things as well, like, you know, comparison culture don't really help either, especially with like social media. Like, when you see, because you have to remember, you only see like a glimpse of a person's life, and then I don't know, you see on your stories or feed like, oh, they've got like a nice new car, or this and that, but it's material things don't make people happy. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, no. And it's always, and I'm not saying those people aren't happy, but there's a different depth to how you go through your life with those things. Because you can have as many things as you want. Like, you can have whatever you want whenever you like. It's up to you. But the depth of how you feel about yourself once you've got those things is very different. So if you've done some inner work and you've found a bit more soul and you've found a bit more joy in that way, how you wake up and live your life every day will be very different. If I'm just, that car's going to make me happy. It's not, actually. The joy that you have around that car is the happiness. It's not the car itself. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's just all about positive thinking, which I'm all for positive thinking. But something about manifestation that I personally feel like doesn't maybe talked about a little too much. I'm all about good vibes. It's all great.
Hey, girl.
But I kind of want to talk about manifestation in a sense when, you know, say you have like your vision board, you have all these visions, this, and you want to put things into practice. But, you know, sometimes there are things that get in the way in life. And I just want to explore and get your opinion on maybe like how people could deal with things like disappointment and rejection. Because, again, like, things don't go to plan sometimes. Of course, I'm not saying people shouldn't go after their dreams. I mean, I'm trying to do this right now. By
she's doing it, guys.
This.
She's actually doing it.
Fingers crossed.
This is on her vision board for a really long time, by the way.
This was on my vision board for a long time.
This is the board.
This is the board. A very, very big board. With plants and whatnot. Yeah. But I just want to get your thoughts on like how could somebody maybe cope and try to minimize their disappointment when their manifestations don't materialize, especially like instantly. Again, going back to like that comparison culture, it's like, oh, why hasn't this happened for me? I've done this, and this. Like, what are your thoughts on that?
So I think, number one, I think vision boarding or having that kind of thing is a really, really good idea, because I know that I'm quite visual. So I think, oh, I'm gonna make a vision board, and I actually print out the pictures, so they're actually like really, really strong images. And they're really important, because if you're linking yourself to that image, like I used to put them, I put them in front of my wardrobe, so I wake up and see them every day. So it's that clear image of before you go to bed and when you wake up, you see them. And linking yourself to that picture or that thing or that feeling, you will get to that, whatever it is that you want quicker, because you're constantly linking your emotions to that thing that you want. But there's also something like there's divine timing. So your vision board is only going to be there. It's basically, it's what I'm trying to say is, it's all about the journey, yeah? When I start coaching someone, they have got an overall goal, right, of, I don't know, I'm just going to say, I want to move to Australia. That's what their goal is. It's just easier to say that. And they've got a vision board, and they've got, like, Uluru, and they've got Sydney on it, and the beach, and the outdoor life, and it's all amazing. I'm sure there's more things to Australia, but just bear with me. And so they're linking that part of themselves to there, so they're already there, and they've already got that manifestation. It's already come, right? So I think, but when you work with someone, it's always about the journey. Everything is about the journey. So the final destination is Australia, right, for example. But actually, it's the journey. It's the opening up of your subconscious. It's the opening up of yourself to let all of these amazing things in, because you may have had a goal or asked the universe or however it is that you do it 10 years ago that you wanted to live in New Zealand, right? But you forgot about it. Right. So the journey is you opened up yourself to live in another country in Australia, but actually your manifestation being fell into place and now you're in New Zealand. Right. And they're both just as good as each other. There's not any difference. You know, you've both asked for them and they've been delivered. Right. So I think what we all need to remember is it's the journey. It's not the destination. It's not where we're going to end up. It's, oh my God, I'm on this ride and it's amazing. That's the whole part of life is about, there's ups and downs and there's swings and roundabouts and turns. And all the people that I've known over the years that have had just that 5-year plan and just that goal have never been happy. Because they've focused on one thing for far too long. And it's actually, the universe is like trying to get things in. Come on. I'm just trying to give you this new car. And you're like, no, I want that car. And actually, That's not the purpose of life. Life is there to be ups and downs and enjoyed. So I think also what we need to remember is there is a divine timing for everything. So you may go and look at that house that you've wanted and you get there and you're like, oh, it's built on a sewage farm. Perfect. Did not smell that when I looked at the pictures. There's a reason why you don't get that house, right? There's a reason why you don't get that certain car. There's a reason why that guy didn't text you back. He may be a dickhead. We don't know. But you know. So, but there's a reason why. And normally the reason why is because there's something bigger and better out there for you. You just need to be open enough to get you to that space. So I think if we feel, if we can start programming ourselves for the openness rather than the disappointment, because it's not really the we don't have to have a disappointment. We can just be open to a journey, whatever that is. And actually, wherever that lands, whether it's Australia or New Zealand, is just as amazing, because you're supposed to be in either Australia or New Zealand. If you're supposed to be in New Zealand, I mean, amazing. Look at all the amazing things that are about to happen. So I think it's remembering it's divine timing, remembering it's a journey, and yeah, just trying to be staying as open as possible as we can, so we're not closed off to something new.
I feel like there's this saying that I quite like, where rejection is redirection. Do you agree?
Girl. Yeah, I think that, I mean, that is what a saying. And also, I think that, I think there's rejection in different ways. Like, for example, we've worked in the fashion industry a long time. There is that rejection of, you know, I've got a lot of friends that are models, and it's kind of soul destroying sometimes when they just haven't got quite the right look. But that is that industry, and that's what they do, you know. And it's that's tough, right? Because that's constant rejection in some ways. But I think also, if you start to think about you are on a journey. There is no right or wrong. There is no doors closed. There's only doors open. You kind of don't really feel like you have rejection, because you're always getting redirected to the right places anyway. Do you know what I mean? Like, you've got your sat nav. You've got an internal soul sat nav. And whatever it is that you believe in, that's your biggest sat nav that's going to take you straight there. And what we need to do as humans, because we make everything complicated, is just not go down the path. Don't go down the road that's closed. Just stick on the path. Stick on the right path where the doors are opening, on the little journey in your car, and you'll get there even quicker.
That is amazing. I agree. Yeah. Because it's like, you kind of just have to, I guess, accept the journey for what it is. Because I feel like if you already know everything in advance, that's not really fun. I feel like the best part is the unknown. Yeah. The best part really is the unknown.
Yeah. And also it's like, you know, we are here to experience something. We are here to experience amazing things and beautiful things. And do I want to go to Cape Town on a beach and be on a catamaran? Hell yeah. Who doesn't want to do that? Do I want to go to Italy and go to you know, who doesn't want to do that? Like, we are here to experience beauty and amazingness and joy. And the more we can understand that we give ourselves permission to do that, the better we're going to experience it, because we're going to experience it anyway. So we might as well just go and have a really good experience by allowing ourselves to do that.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. I want to move on a little bit and talk to you about your podcast, which is also called Hiya.
Hiya.
Personally, I've been really enjoying it. And it's available on Spotify and Apple.
It's on Spotify, Apple, and also on the Hiya YouTube channel. Yeah, yeah.
Amazing. I want to talk to you about one of your episodes called Raise Your Worth and Raise Your Reality. And one of the things you touch base on in that particular episode is how a lack of self-worth blocks you from, because you were talking about all these like wonderful things.
Yeah.
But you were also saying that people with a lack of self-worth tend to block themselves from receiving these like wonderful things, like abundance, success. And sometimes they even find it hard to receive like a genuine compliment, like, oh, your outfit looks great, or this and that.
We're all guilty of that. Yeah, yeah. For sure.
How do you think some of us unconsciously reject these wonderful things? Why do you think that is? Why do we do this to ourselves?
Good question. People, I'm talking to you right now, direct, right? So so I think that, like, I've learned over the years that self-esteem and self-worth are two different things, right? And I think we don't really know a lot about self-worth. We're only starting to talk about it now. But being worthy and believing that what you're worth, and I don't mean money, I mean, you are worthy of living here on this planet, in this body, in these two legs, having this lived experience. You are worthy of that. And you are worthy of every single thing that you want, because you are where we are. And I think we've all got unconscious biases. We've all got unlimiting beliefs that we don't even know exist. And I think that until you start to work on question stuff like, why do I think like this? Why do I think I'm not worthy of that? And normally it's because we've got limiting beliefs that we don't know about, and it's all stuff that's uncovered, and we can start to change that, because if you've learned to believe that, you can learn to believe something new, right? So I think there's limiting beliefs and unconscious bias. Also, there's how we're marketed to, right? So women are marketed to, like, you're not enough, right? So you're not enough. So this, like, cellulite wasn't even invented until 100 years ago, until this company wanted to sell cellulite cream because we're not worthy and we're not enough. And that's how they sold it, was because they decided that cellulite was the thing, right? Which is rubbish. And so I think we're marketed to, like, we're not enough. We're not quite good enough to get to this point, but this miracle stuff's going to do this for you, right? So I think there's a lot of things that are like that. And that whole podcast episode was a conversation I had with one of my oldest friends who I love, Claire Wells, big shout out there, by the way. And she was seeing this guy, and she was like, I know it's not right for me, and I should probably stop seeing him, but I'm not really sure how, like, I'm not sure I'm going to get any better, basically. And that's what she was saying underlying, right? And so I was like, wow, okay, so what is it that's stopping you from thinking that you can't get any better? And it's that worthiness. And it's like, women we do this all the time. Oh my God, I love your outfit. Oh my God, thanks, it was £5 Primark. Why do we do that? Just take the compliment, take the niceness. Someone said that to you out of love and out of generosity, right? Say, thank you. I really like this outfit as well, thanks. Like, you're allowed to be grateful for someone showing you some joy and some love, right? So I think we need to kind of change that part of us. We need to start changing that attitude and going, thank you, I'm going to take the win. It's a small win. I'm going to take the win, and I'm going to walk around all day like, someone told me I look great. How amazing is that, that when people say that to you, like, it really is beautiful, isn't it, when someone does that to you or says that, oh yeah, it looks nice today. You're like, thanks, girl. Like, like, it makes buzzing, ain't it? It makes you feel buzzing.
Yeah, I agree. It's like little things like that kind of make a difference in lifting you.
Like the kindness. Yeah, totally.
Exactly. With that in mind, I just want to know, what are some of the things somebody could do to activate their self-worth and shift their energy in real time to get to that place?
Sure. Well, there's certain things we can all do, right? So I don't know if anyone's familiar with Louise Hay. She came around in the 70s, and she was a bit of a spiritual leader in the 70s when people were like, what's the soul? Like, why? What's going on here? Like, it was only a kind of, people kind of really didn't really tap into that until she came along and really changed the game. And she does a lot of stuff called, she does mirror work, and I heard her say once, I mean, she's passed now, God rest her soul, but she said something once where she wakes up in the morning and she looks in the mirror and says, I love you, how can I make you happy today, right? And there's that's that one thing, right? So you could wake up in the morning, you could, if you've got a mirror opposite your bed or whatever in your bedroom, or you go to, like, brush your teeth, whatever, you could say to yourself, I love you, how can I make you happy today? Because those little things, just telling yourself that you love yourself, right, in the mirror, because the mirror is obviously really important because you can see yourself. That mirror work, those little things in the morning that really are going to change. If you do that every day, if you set yourself an alarm every day to do that every day, I guarantee you in 28 days, your self-worth will be raising the roof, because we don't do that enough either. We don't tell ourselves how amazing we are. We don't tell ourselves how worthy and deserving and how amazing we are, basically. We don't do it to ourselves enough, if you know what I mean. So the mirror work thing is just such an amazing exercise.
I agree. I feel like ultimately we are our biggest hype man for ourselves.
Right? We should be. Why don't we do that enough? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like, I'm not going to lie, I put this outfit on today and I was like, I'm feeling myself today, I'm going to wear it. So, and I looked in the mirror and I thought, yeah, girl, get it. Yeah. But we should be doing that to ourselves every day. Even when you've got your slobbies on, right, you put your pyjamas on, you go, girl, you look like a slob, but you know what, we're all good. Like, you're still rocking it, you know, we don't do that enough.
Yeah, the energy that we give to other people, we should 100% give that same energy to ourselves.
Million percent.
On energy. Another thing you mentioned in one of your podcast episodes is this thing called auditing your energy. Can you maybe explain to listeners what that is, and if you could give some, like, examples?
Sure. As we said before, like, energy, what you do, energy, vibe and frequency is everything. Everything's got an energy, vibe and frequency, right? And the highest frequency is going to get you to your highest manifestations. And it's also how you feel the happiest is when you're high like that, right? So, and we said about positive practices in the morning. What is it that's good for you? Like, how are you going to get there? And an energy audit is basically, like, you can do this any time of day. So basically what I would say to do is sit down with your, just give yourself a couple of minutes. You can do it in the park at lunch. Close your eyes. Definitely close your eyes, because you need to feel into your senses, right? And just close your eyes, and ask yourself, take a breath. How am I feeling? How am I feeling today? And really tap into your heart space. Really go deep into your heart, because forget this stuff. This is going to tell you your crap, right? Your head. No. Your heart is the place is where your soul lives, is where all of your amazing, beautiful love is. So close your eyes, take a deep breath. Just say how am I feeling today? What is my energy? What is my focus? And just give it a minute and see what comes up and see what answers, because I guarantee you your heart space will be the one that says, you know what? We've had a bit of a crap morning. Not personally. We've had a bit of a crap morning. And you know what? Do you know what we're going to do this afternoon is we're going to start to prep ourselves up. We're going to get a bit more pumped and we're going to go and have a good day, because my boss is whatever, but we're not going to take that. We're going to have a good day. So that kind of energy you'll do. And you can do that in any time of day. You can just close your eyes, put your feet on the ground, take a deep breath, tap into your heart space, hold your heart if you want, and ask yourself, what is it I'm feeling? What is the energy I'm bringing into this moment? Because you can shift that. It will shift. If you come out of your headspace and go into your heart, it will shift into a higher and better place.
Do you feel like there's a difference between chasing and attracting energy?
God, yeah, definitely. So when you are... So basically, chasing and attracting are lack and abundance energy, right? When you're chasing something, when you're chasing the dream or the goal or whatever it is, the money, the, I don't know, the cars, whatever, when you're chasing that, you're coming from a lack sense, like a lack energy. And that means you are always striving. You're always, it's never going to be enough. It's not, you're not quite there yet. You're always reaching for something else, right? But if you're coming from an abundance energy, so that means you've already got it. I've got so much around me. I've got so much money. So much, even if you don't, right? You've still got money. Even if you've got a fiver in your bank account, you have money. You've got loads of money. Oh my God, think about what I can do with that fiver. Like, I'm going to go and I'm going to buy myself some penny sweets, and I'm going to give £1 to the kid around the corner, because, you know, I've got so much I'm still going to give, right? So you come from a very different place, and the universe always responds to abundance. So if you're striving and lacking, it's going to close the doors. But if you're in abundance and you've already got it and you feel that joy, that's where more is going to come. That's not a lack mentality, that's an abundance mentality, and that's where all the joy and the good stuff comes from.
Gotta love the good stuff.
Oh my God, gotta love the good stuff, right? Don't we all?
Yeah. I want to talk a little bit about another thing that I, because I like to read, something else that I've read recently was actually a study. It was a study published online on this magazine that I found called Outside Magazine. And it looked into the study of empathy and how, I guess, so-called vibes are essentially contagious, and whether they're good or bad, proving that vibes is actually, there's scientific proof to vibes. And I want to read out like a part of this snippet from this particular study that caught my eye, where researchers from Yale University were monitoring this little village in Farnham, Massachusetts, where there are about 5,000 people that live there. And for about 3 decades, they were following the people that lived in this town for 3 decades. They found out that when someone was happy, even just one person was either happy or sad, that singular emotion rippled throughout that entire town. I guess, you know, you could say, even though vibes is a very personalized and subjective experience, it was really interesting to read to see how that one emotion had effect on a bunch of people. And, you know, with that in mind, does that essentially highlight how important it is to continue to spread kindness, good vibes, positivity wherever we can?
God, what a good study. God, I wish I'd like to read that. Actually, I might have to read that. If you send me that after, I might have to read
that. Yeah, I will. I'll send you the link. Yeah, I mean, and the really listeners good. As well. I'll put that in the description.
Yeah, that actually sounds amazing to witness that. So I think that so you'll know. So if you have a day where you are like a bit pissed off, you're a bit grumpy, and what you're putting out there, you're like, oh, that person on the tube really got my nerves. Oh, the woman behind the barista was really slow, and da da da. You're going to have so basically, because you create your own reality, if that's what you're putting out there, you're going to get that back, right? So the more peed off you are, the more angry you are, the more that's going to, you're attracting that into you, because that is your energy. That's what you're saying to the universe, is what I want more of, right? Whereas on the flip side of that, obviously everything's yin and yang and dark and light and got an answer and everything, but on the flip side of that is that if you are walking down the road and you're having a really nice experience, right? The sun's out. Oh, I've got a nice coffee. She was nice, that barista girl. I like her. I'm going to go and see her tomorrow. Oh, do you know what I might do? What I'm going to do is I'm going to go and sit in the park and I'm going to have a really nice day. Oh, I spoke to someone sitting on the bench next to me on the park bench because, and they was really nice. They've just offered me a job. Do you see the difference? Do you feel the difference in how that comes across? Because the more good energy and the more good vibes you're putting out there, right, it is like a ripple effect. And if you think about whatever energy, whatever emotional energy you're picking, whether that's positive or not so positive, think about a pond. You know, when you put a stone in a pond and that ripples out, that's what you're going to ripple out for the whole of everyone around you in your life, right? So personally, I mean, do I have amazing days every day? Yeah, no, not every day, but I try. What I do is I put all of my practices into place and I think, right, this could be the, I actually say to myself, this could be my last day on earth. How am I going to, if this was your last day on earth, how are you going to, are you going to go out being pissed off and angry, or are you going to go out today? I'm off and I've had a great one. Like, how would you want that to be? Because I think that's also a really good way of looking at it. Like, would you want a really good day vibes? Would you want people to come at you with amazing things? Yeah, of course. Like, how would you want to do that, you know?
I mean, that's true. I mean, tonight I'm going to Kate Renata concert. So, I mean, this would be my last day. I think I'm good.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, she's definitely spreading some good vibes today. And obviously music is such a big, it is a vibration. And we are so connected to music and we're rhythmic. So our heartbeats, our footsteps are rhythmic. So we're so connected to music. And that's why music makes us feel so good, because it's kind of who we are innately.
Absolutely. I mean, I love music.
Me too.
I'm always at a gig. I love raves. Do you feel like then, you know, having like an understanding of like vibrations can affect all types of your relationships and well-being? And yeah, I guess like with the example of music, having that, being around that makes you feel good.
Yeah, definitely. I think that once you learn how to, like we said about morning positive practices, but it doesn't have to be just that. Like, your morning positive practice could be, I put on my best drum and bass tune and I just bust out some moves and now I feel amazing. Like, we all know how music affects us. Like, we all know our favourite Adele song. And it's going to make us cry when we're hormonal. Like, we know how that affects us already, right? So I think if music is what you have to tune into, literally, that wasn't a pun, but have to tune into to get you to feeling good or feeling an amazing emotion, do it. Do whatever it is that you need to do to get you feeling where you're happy and you're buzzy and you're vibey. And don't forget, if you're moving your body to a tune, you're changing your energy, you're shifting out all the old energy and getting in all the new higher vibes in. So that's another tick for music and like good stuff. So like, if that's what you need for you to get you to a certain place, then obviously what's going to happen is you're going to have better relate. You're going to, if the happier you are, the higher vibey and buzzy you are, the better everything is going to be. So instead of if you was a bit of a low viber and you was like, oh God, now I've had a row with my boyfriend and he's pissed me off all day. But if you was a high viber and you didn't, think how different your day would be. Like, think of how different your relationships would be. And if you're spreading out that joy and happiness, how much are you going to get back? Because everything will be better.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What are some of the things you do personally to spread good vibes?
Well, what do I do? Actually, you know what? Someone said to me the other day, you're a vibe curator. And I was like, I like that. I'm taking that. I'm a vibe curator.
That sounds very bougie.
I know, but I quite liked it. I was like, well, again, I'm going to take that. I'm going to with my self-worth, I'm going to take that with a compliment. Thank you. And
I feel like that should be like a LinkedIn job description.
Job description, right? A vibe curator. If it might already be, I've not looked into it, but I was like, I can do that. So I think, like we said before, I make sure I start my morning off every day with meditation, EFT, and I move my body. However that looks, however the moving looks like, putting your favourite song on, busting out some moves, or going for a run or gym, whatever it is, you do those things. And so I do those anyway. I also love, I think I'm an old school like garage girl, going to old school raves, going to music, going to dancing, community, like the things that you get from being around other people. I just love being around people. That just makes me really, really happy. And also, I think I went on a holiday to Cape. One of my best friends lives in Cape Town, lucky. And I went on holiday in October. And I just had a really good time. I just was there for 2 weeks and I had a really good time. And it wasn't about for once traveling to go and, like, I wasn't like traveling to go and emigrate. I wasn't traveling to go and find something. I was there just to have a good time. And it really reminded me that the people that you have around you, the things that you do, the music you listen to. Like, I was DJing a bit out there and I loved it. Like, it was really sick. I DJ a little bit as well, like that. Like, giving people that vibe as well, that sort of thing, really, really makes me happy and gives me so much back. So I think it is all about positive practices in the morning. Also giving yourself good food, good drink. You know, I like good stuff. I try not to eat too much sugar. There's certain things that I've learned about myself over the years. Processed sugar does nothing for me, although I did have some Easter eggs recently. Someone else's Easter eggs as well. I don't drink too much anymore, and I like to be in bed. If I'm going to go out, I'm a day raver now. They've tapped into that whole market, right, of like, we're the ones with the 40-year-olds with the money, and we don't want to be out past 10. So I like to go and have a little dance, couple of drinks, and have a good time with the people around me, like my friends and stuff, which I know we all have such a good time together. So that, to me, is super important.
Amazing. Well, I've had a really great time this morning interviewing you. Yeah. I don't know about you.
Yay!
No, I feel like
is it over already? I could keep talking.
Yes, it's a shame. I've had so much fun, and I've learned a lot from you about just, you know, how the simplest things could really make a big difference
definitely.
In your life. And before we go, I just want to leave you with one final question.
Go for it.
What does kindness mean to you?
Oh, wow. God, wow. Kindness. I always think that, like, it's always the simple, like I said, the simple things that make you the happiest, yeah? So kindness is helping someone when they're down or they need you, or, like, I mean, to me, kindness is like, because I'm quite tall and I always have to help the little old people to get the cans off the top shelf, because they're like, can you? And I'm like, I'll help you, hold on. I've had it all my life, right? I'm 5'9". So, and I help, that to me, not that I'm saying it's a kindness thing, but that to me, like, I've helped that person out. Yeah, they were struggling for a second. That kind of kindness. And also, like, when I went and got my matcha this morning, I said to the person behind the desk, how are you? Because we don't do that enough. Like, that one thing could have changed that person's day. So for me, kindness is really small acts of generosity and just helping each other out. Like, we're all probably going through something at some level in our life. Sometimes we're really happy at the minute, sometimes we're not. And that one kindness, that one thing, that one you could have given that, you helped that person off the train, I don't know, whatever it is that is that to you, that one act of kindness or that one thing throughout the day can change someone else's life. And also, and you, it makes me feel great as well. I love doing it. So yeah, just those small things, definitely.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Claire.
Oh God, thank you. I wanted to keep talking.
Unfortunately, we've run out of time, but it's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I've loved it.
Thank you. And that is it today on For Kindness Sake. And if you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, share, rate and review, all that wonderful stuff. You can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or watch us on YouTube. You can also follow us on Instagram at TikTok at For Kindness Sake Pod.
Do it, guys. Follow. Go and share and listen.
And if you want to follow her.
Hey, girls.
Her Instagram is at Haya. And if you want to find out more about Haya in general, I will be adding relevant links and descriptions.
Love to chat to you guys. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. I've really loved it.
Of course. It's been a pleasure. Yay. Thank you for listening, guys. I'm Genevieve. And for the sake of it, be kind. Yay. Bye.
Bye.